time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Pettis. On the local side, broadcast-wise on Tuesday, we had two games, one on KFMO, one on KFMO Sports Plus. And they both featured teams with the mascot Lady Vikings. On KFMO, the Valley Catholic Warriors played host to the Valley Caledonia Lady Vikings. And on Sports Plus, the Mac Lady Cardinals hosted Jefferson Lady Vikings. We'll start it in St. Genevieve. And here's Connor Harbutt to recap Valley Caledonia at Valley Catholic.
The Valley Catholic Lady Warriors defeated the Lady Vikings of Valley Caledonia in straight sets on Tuesday, 25-11, 25-20, 25-12. It was senior night for Valley Catholic, and they definitely gave the seniors a night to remember. Overall domination of the Lady Vikings. They went on runs as large as 9-0 en route to a pretty quick victory again on senior night. Stat leaders for Valley Catholic, they were led by Lexi Ram. She finishes with 13 kills in this one. Jocelyn Nagger had 5 kills off the bench. Valley Caledonia was led by Cameron Dickey. She had 7 kills. And Olivia Boyer, who had 5. Valley Catholic improves to 18-3-1 on the season. They also clinch at least a share of the small school division MAAA conference title. Valley Caledonia drops to 11-6-1. For the campaign. Valley Catholic will try to claim that conference title outright. They will play Kingston on October the 9th. Meanwhile, Valley Caledonia travels to West County again on the 9th. For KFMO Sports, I'm Connor Harbutt.
Other high school games from Tuesday, Bismarck swept West County 8-18-14 and Arcadia Valley over Kingston 12-12-17. The North County Lady Raiders fall to the Farmingtonites in four sets 25-16, 25-17, 23-25, 25-12. And the Potosi Lady Trojans sweep Central 19-13-13. And with the win for Potosi paired with the North County loss, the Lady Trojans have clinched, at worst, a share of the large school MAAA title. Elsewhere, St. Genevieve over Fredericktown, 25-15, 25-21, 25-18. In softball action, Chaffee shuts out Farmington 13-0. Jackson shuts out North County 12-0. And in boys soccer, Farmington a clean sheet over Hillsboro 2-0. In girls tennis, Arcadia Valley over Fredericktown 8-1. Mineral Area College volleyball from the Bob on Tuesday. That was on KFMO Sports Plus. The number 17th ranked Lady Cardinals are now 18-1 after beating the Jefferson Lady Vikings in five sets, 25-17, 16-25, 23-25, 25-19, 15-10. Mac had a strong first set that featured a 6-0 run to jump to a 7-2 lead. They wouldn't relinquish the lead until 9-8, then took it back over at 10-9. After four ties, the Mac Lady Cardinals led all the way through the rest of the set. And then into set two, Mac led early, but Jefferson answered, used a 3-0 run to take over at 9-6, and didn't trail after that point. And the set featured a Jefferson run of 8-1 to spread the lead to 21-12 and get the win. In the third set, the Mac Lady Cardinals led early on 9-4, then again at 18-14. Jefferson used a timeout at that point and outscored Mac to close out the set 11-5. In set four, a set that Mac needed, a mid-game 6-0 run from the Lady Cardinals had them up 17-11, breaking a tie, and they would close it out 25-19 on three straight. And then in set five, Mac jumped to an early 5-0 lead and never looked back after that, winning 15-10. The Mac Lady Cardinals were led in points by Lotta Gallardi with 17 kills, 3 aces, and a block. Gabrielle Dombrowski had 14 kills and 2 aces. Katie Nichols and Belen Farofino each had 4 aces in the win. In fact, on the serve line, the Mac Lady Cardinals collected unofficially 17 aces. Mac head coach Tim Copeland on his team's serving game.
We've been working a lot on the float serve, like more than just a regular serve, you know, trying to make the ball move in the air instead of just going over. And I got 3 or 4 kids that really have a good serve, a good hard float serve.
The Jefferson Lady Vikings were led in scoring by Grace Ladouceur with 12 kills and 2 blocks. Mineral Area will play Trinity Valley, their number 7 in the nation, on Thursday to start the Cardinal Classic. Mac will play Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We'll have the Thursday and Saturday games for you on KFMO Sports Plus. Coming up today on the local side, not a whole lot. Broadcast-wise, we're in Farmington for fall softball when the Knights host the Sykeston Lady Bulldogs. Coverage starts at 4, first pitch at 4:30. Other softball games, Fredericktown's at Chaffee, and in volleyball, North County's at Seckman. Mineral Area College Soccer. The Mac men and women play State Fair. They both played Metropolitan yesterday. The men tied 1-1. The women lost 3-0. NHL, the St. Louis Blues begin the season on Thursday when they host the Minnesota Wild. We'll have it for you on B104.3. Blues head coach Jim Montgomery, does he think his team has done everything possible to be ready for Thursday night's opener?
I thought camp in general, we wanted to make sure we pushed guys hard physically. Thought we did that in practice. It was unfortunate that in our last two games, the other teams didn't play full NHL lineups so that we could match up that way to see the real barometer test. We'll see that Thursday night for sure.
Captain Braden Shin on the importance of the team getting off to a fast start this season.
Everyone's in the same boat. Everyone has the same chance. And we feel like right now, we got to be ready for game one. And I don't think the past couple starts to our previous seasons have been good. So we've tried to really focus on, being prepared and detailed and habits being the right way, because you need it's a tough league with a tough division. And we've got to be ready on game one.
The Blues and Wild on Thursday, game one of 82. We'll have it for you on B104.3, pregame at 6:30, puck drop at 7 o'clock. At NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs will play Sunday night this week against the Detroit Lions, coverage at 6 on KFMO. NCAA football, the number 14th-ranked Missouri Tigers host number 8 Alabama on Saturday. Quarterback Bo Prabula on the Tigers' running game becoming a strength of the offense this season.
When the offensive line can kind of mesh and get together and the running backs like Jamal and Ahmad can, kind of get in their flow. I think that's really, been the main area of improvement. It's just being comfortable with each other and not just running one type of run, kind of mixing in variations of runs.
Running back Ahmad Hardy, what has been the key to his early season success?
We start with the line up front. I mean, they get a great push up there, so I don't have to make a lot of guys miss, but the guys that I'm supposed to make miss, I try to make them miss.
Mizzou and Alabama, Saturday at 11 from Faro Field in Columbia. And we wrap it up with Major League Baseball. The American League Division Series games on Tuesday. Seattle, one win away from advancing to the ALCS. They beat Detroit 8-4, and the New York Yankees stave off elimination, beating the Toronto Blue Jays 9-6. ALDS Game 4s are today. NLDS Game 3s are tonight. Milwaukee plays Chicago. The Brewers up 2-0. And the Los Angeles Dodgers host the Philadelphia Phillies, who are on the brink of elimination. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis.